Is the Arabic alphabet 28 letters or is it 29 letters? And how can this be even a point of discussion? Shouldn't the number of letters of a certain language be clear as day? I mean, when we say that the number of letters in the English alphabet is 26, there can't be anyone who claims otherwise. Shouldn't this be the case for all languages including Arabic? Well, in fact, for Arabic, it is not that simple, and here's why. There are indeed two opinions as to how many letters are there in the Arabic alphabet. Some think that they are 28, and some think they are 29. And I'm not talking about a difference in opinion between two average students. No, I'm talking about Al-Khalil ibn Ahmed on the one side, and on the other side, Sibawayhi, and others, of course. So these are among the most important grammarians in the history of Arabic. So what is going on? Well, when you first learned Arabic, you learned that the alphabet goes like Alif, Ba, Ta, and so on. But the fact is, the first letter, which is called Alif, is not actually an Alif. It is Hamza, because this is what Alif looks like. Alright, so if this is Hamza and not an Alif, where's the Alif in the alphabet then? Shouldn't we then consider them to be the same? And that is exactly the core of the problem. Are Alif and Hamza the same letter, or are they two different letters? And the answer to this very question resulted into two different opinions. The first one, who thinks that Alif and Hamza are the same letter, think that the alphabet is 28. And those who think that Alif and Hamza are not the same letters, think that the alphabet is 29 letters. So, as for the first group, why do they think that Alif and Hamza are the same letter? Well, the first reason is that Alif is just a Hamza without the symbol of Hamza. This symbol of Hamza was actually added along with other symbols to the Arabic language, like points and the diacritics, or tashkil. So the symbol of Hamza was thought of so that we know when to perform the qat'a sound, or the stopping sound of Hamza, and when not to perform it, lest they should be mixed up together if there was no sign. Second, they also say that when Alif receives a vowel, it will turn into Hamza automatically, since Alif, being a long vowel, will normally have sukun at all times, just like waw and ya, when they are used as long vowels, they will always have sukun. And that they lose being long vowels and turn into semi-vowels when they receive a vowel on them. So in that respect, Alif is given the same treatment as waw and ya. They also say that Alif cannot be considered as a separate letter because there isn't a single root in Arabic that contains Alif in any position, beginning, middle, or end. Roots, in terms of Arabic grammar, is the most basic form of a word, and all words in Arabic could be traced back to a three-letter root. More information about that topic is found in this lesson. So, Alif does not exist in any root, and you will even have to turn the Alif into Waw when tracing words back containing Alif. Otherwise, you will not be able to find these words in the dictionary at all. So you can't look up the word Nama in the dictionary, even though it is just three letters. But you still have to turn the Alif into Waw, and you should then look up Nawama. And similarly, with words like Zaka and Raja, you can only find them as Zakawa and Rajawa. And there are so many other examples for this case. So for them, Hamza and Alif are the same, and Alif cannot be considered as a separate letter. And on the other side of the argument, there are those who think that Hamza and Alif are in fact two different letters. Therefore, there are 29 letters in the Arabic alphabet. with Hamza being the first letter, and the letter before last is Alif, which is then given as Lam Alif, which would then make the last three letters of the alphabet Waw Lam Alif Ya. And of course here they have to say Lam Alif, not just Alif, because Alif always has sukun, and in Arabic we cannot start words with sukun. So they have to proceed it with a letter that has a vowel, so that's why Lam Alif. And the proponents of this opinion do have many reasons why they think so. And the first of which is, Alif and Hamza are pronounced from two different areas in the mouth. In fact, Alif is a soft letter, Harf Rakhu, which is produced by just letting air flow, while Hamza is a strong letter, Harf Shadid, produced by stopping air in the throat. So in that aspect, they do not share any characteristics of their articulation. So how could they be the same letter? Also, we should never forget that the oral and audible form of the language precedes its written form. So then logic says, two different sounds means two different letters. And they also say that if Alif and Hamza are the same letter, then why does Hamza occur on Waw and Ya, and even separately without the Alif under it? Shouldn't this be the indication that Hamza is a separate letter? And for these reasons, they think that Hamza and Alif should be considered as two separate letters. Therefore, the Arabic alphabet is 29 letters. So, which one of the two opinions is right? Which one should we follow? Well, first, let me go ahead and say that it would be difficult to say that one opinion is completely ridiculous and 100% wrong, and the other one is perfect and 100% correct. In fact, both of these opinions come from the most prominent grammarians of Arabic, and they both do have a point. So it would be unfair to say that they didn't know what they were talking about. Having said that, the second opinion is more popular and more widely accepted, especially among the more modern scholars and grammarians. It is also easier and more logical to explain the language through it. Take this word as an example. Ana. Through the 28-letter logic, can we say that this word has two times alif? And if yes, then why aren't they pronounced the same way? But through the 29-letter logic, it would be simple to say that this is Hamza and this is an alif. And words like ma, sama, do they end with two times alif according to the first logic? And if not, how can we explain the existence of this symbol without being a letter on its own in the Arabic alphabet? So the differences between the alif and Hamza would be clearer and easier to follow when we consider them as two separate letters, as they should. Finally, if you're starting to learn Arabic, don't be confused if you heard your teacher say that the first letter is alif, because Hamza and Alif could still be called Alif metaphorically, especially when teaching beginners. Just to avoid going deeper into these issues early on in the process. And when you get the hang of it, you can then learn the more accurate explanation. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.